This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. This week and next, we're featuring a series of stories about how there's no longer one dominant cultural conversation in the U.S. The explosion of internet outlets and TV channels means it's harder for any one star to get everyone's attention. Today, NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on one man who's trying to figure out how to dominate across platforms.
Steve Harvey did everything he could to be as famous as someone like Bill Cosby. He hosted Showtime at the Apollo. He starred in two sitcoms.
Well, hello, Mr. Highwire. My name ain't no Highwire.
Harvey has written two New York Times best-selling books, and millions of people have seen him host the game show Family Feud.
Let's clear the board, Brenda.
And Harvey remains a formidable presence on the stand-up circuit, as seen in the documentary The Original Kings of Comedy. The cornerstone of Steve Harvey's fame today is the nationally syndicated radio and TV show that airs in 64 markets.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey.
Every weekday at dawn, at 5 o'clock in the morning, Harvey makes a grand entrance at his Atlanta production studio.
There he is.
His production staff goes a little nuts. It's an office ritual. The makeup artists start a cheer. Harvey's show reaches 7 million people, but Harvey knows millions more have never heard of him. After the show, he takes an elevator 7 stories above the studio to an opulent, wood-paneled office with floor-to-ceiling windows. He steeples his fingers and says he wants to leave show business.
I want my fame that I paid for, that it cost me so dearly to have. I want it to pay off.
Harvey wants to leverage his fame into entrepreneurship. Men's suits, grocery stores, a dating website, energy-efficient light bulbs. He says it's protection for when people tire of him.
Throw me off to the side, dish me off like I'm a dish rag, throw me in the sink. No, man, I'm wringing this puppy out. We're getting all the moisture out of this fame that's so difficult to acquire and costs so much to attain and maintain. You're not throwing me away.
As we talk, Harvey's eyes constantly flick from his heavy carved desk and towards a flat-screen TV. It does nothing but flash the comedian's long-term goals, like listen to the voice, stay prayerful.
I want to become one of the premier motivational speakers. I'm going to break out of the entertainment world, become one of the leading businessmen. My yearly income goal is to make $250 million a year. I'm nowhere close to that, but that's the goal.
Steve Harvey grew up in the projects in Cleveland. He's a workaholic who started doing stand-up when he was 27. For years, he ground out gigs in clubs across the United States.
If you name me the city, I can without anything tell you how to get there.
Okay. Montgomery, Alabama.
Man, you take 85 over to Montgomery, you catch 65, and you go south to the 10. If you ask me how to get to Kansas, I'm going to tell you from here to take 20, go up to 40, take 40 across till it turns into 70, and you'll hit Kansas. Or I can get you to Vermilion, South Dakota from here.
But Harvey's had more trouble finding a roadmap to a multiracial fan base. His sitcom, The Steve Harvey Show, ran for 6 years. It got decent ratings, NAACP awards, but it never found Cosby-like traction beyond black audiences. When he got a book deal based on relationship advice he gives during his show, his publishers tried to keep him in that niche.
They were convinced at HarperCollins that this was for black women. And when I sent the book in, they were putting stuff in it like, sisters, let me tell y'all, and black women gotta stay together. Whoa, I didn't say that. No, take all that out.
Men are men and women are women, says Harvey. So his books are for everyone.
I think he does a fabulous job of getting people talking.
Tanya Ladipo is a psychotherapist. Her clients are mostly African American. It surprised her how often her appointments start with a question.
Did you hear Steve Harvey's show this morning?
That's their in, a way to start talking about their problems. Ladipo does not always agree with Harvey's advice, but she says, take him as a comedian, not a mental health professional. At a moment when relationship success is critical to Steve Harvey's brand, an ex-wife has been publicly unhappy about their divorce. On Harvey's show, he discussed his mistakes with his on-air sidekicks.
I done got it wrong a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I got a divorce. Hey, man, I stepped out on my girl.
But then Harvey started talking about his upcoming national tour with Kirk Franklin, one of gospel's biggest stars. It's called the Ain't Nobody Perfect Tour. Harvey promised his co-hosts and his audience the tour would make them laugh, not chuckle.
What's a what chuckle, Steve? What's a laugh?
Laugh is when you hit the people you roll with.
Hitting the people you roll with. In a fragmented media culture, that's pretty much the definition of success. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.